Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News on a day that's not particularly good for news. It's Friday the 29th of July 2011. All, in inverted commas, the technology news from the previous week. Oh, blimey. Well, Netflix is coming to the UK. That's the big news, of course. They've got trouble keeping customers happy in the US, and they've got lots and lots of problems, but they're going to expand to 43 other countries, including Latin America later this year, Spain and the UK. It could be as early as the first quarter of 2012 by the time you actually get any movies down the pipe, but there's likely to be the full spread out there of all the movies that are available on the US store, so it could be quite good. Prices, of course, there's no information on prices because they haven't got a clue what it's going to be like in the first quarter of 2012, but it's coming, people. Spotify goes to the US, Netflix comes to the UK. Hell has frozen over. The UK Advertising Standards Authority has kicked in with the Motorola Atrix. Motorola lost some money last quarter, about $55 million, so they're not doing so well at the moment. And to add insult to injury, the ASA have waded in and said that their claim of it being the world's most powerful smartphone has to be removed. It's only got a 1 gigahertz processor, whereas the Snapdragon processor that's in the Galaxy S2 has got 1.2, so they can't win on the power stakes straight away. Bit of a cock-up. And the other big news on this side of the pond is that BT has been told it's got to block Newsbin 2. It's a movie download site, and they've said that they've got to stop them. It went through a High Court ruling on Wednesday, and it's definitely got to happen. The industry has responded. Most people are saying it's pointless and dangerous, and it adds a thin end of a wedge towards a very high degree of censorship. But they're going to have to do it by October. They're getting back into court to find out how to do it in October. So there's probably going to be another 6 months to a year before they actually achieve it. The technology that they're saying can be used apparently isn't suitable as well, so there's going to be a bit of development costs in that to come too. Google Maps has added London public transport directions, so if you want to get from place to place, you can now get a path including your stops and pickups. Now, if you're on a computer, of course, you can get it via the net, but if you've got an Android device, you can use Google's transit navigation system to be able to do it and track you in real time, so that's really quite good. I've got the Tube map for the iPhone, and that's pretty good too. Skype 5.5 for Windows is now available. If you dare to dream that 5.5 would be any better than the previous versions, then maybe think again. It's definitely there, it's definitely coming, and it's got deeper Facebook integration as well, apparently. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Now, the dog pile for Apple has started already over Lion. An Apple customer has been overcharged, and quite a few apparently have had this problem. One customer, John Chrisman, purchased OS X Lion on July the 23rd and paid what he thought was $31 after sales tax. However, it seems that the system ordered 122 copies. He's got a bill for $3,800. The other problem is that PayPal, when they've been involved, apparently been overcharging for Lion. Apple customer services are aware of it. John's going to get his money back, and PayPal are going to get a kick in, no doubt. Good news is that Office for Mac is going to be updated. It's going to have versioning as well, so it'll fall in line with the OS. It's going to have autosave features to go along with that. And it's going to have full screen to go along with Lion as well. Oh, isn't that wonderful? It's going to be out next week, they reckon. No, it's not. Bad luck. It's going to be months away. Despite the fact that the development suite for Lion has been out there for months and months and months, Microsoft bought their copy yesterday by the sound of it. Oh, well done, Microsoft. Ever on the game. Now, do you remember Snake on your Nokia 3310? What a brilliant game that was. Where you had to pile the thing around and it used to get longer each time you picked up a crystal. Well, guess what? You can get it for iPhone. But not just get it for iPhone, you can get it for iPhone on a Nokia 3310 display. Yes, the GUI for it is an old Nokia phone, and you use the number pads just as normal. They couldn't think of a better version for it. I haven't downloaded it yet, but the old game was addictive as hell. If you want to find it in the store, it's Snake 97, and it's a great game. And finally, Seoul National University researchers have managed to generate a genetically modified dog. Okay, that's fine, you might say, and that's all well and good. What have they done to this poor animal? They've made it glow in the dark. It's got black and white bits all over it. It's a beagle, and when you turn the lights out, all the black bits stay black, but all the white bits glow fluorescently. That really is bad. Someone has got to put a stop to that because that's disgusting. If you've got a story and I want to listen, for God's sake, send it next week because it looks like the news is starting to tumble rapidly. I nearly had to talk about an airship this morning. Come on, people, send me the news. The email address is bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com and on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll see you again at 1 o'clock for the Max Show. Then we'll be back again at 3 o'clock for the Photo Show. And then finally, I'll be going down the cricket club and having a few beers and a big cigar. Yeah. If you want to come and join me, I'll send you the postcode. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. If you want to follow, what's the next bit? I can't remember.